Lebanese founders are turning constraints into a startup advantage. June 11, 2026. Drawing on crisis-tested adaptability, diaspora networks, deep talent, and concentrated institutional support, Lebanese entrepreneurs are building powerful global companies far away from Silicon Valley. Lebanon's startup founders face limited capital, ongoing instability, and an economy that has pushed many of the country's most ambitious people abroad. But at a New York Tech Week event co-hosted by the American University of Beirut's Talal and Madiha Zine Innovation Park, known as iPark, and Impersonus, Lebanese founders and innovation leaders argued that the same conditions that constrain Lebanon's startup ecosystem have also helped create some of its greatest advantages. Their discussion, Lebanon Builders, The Unfair Advantage, was part of Scale Beirut 2026, where capital meets impact. The event brought together investors, innovation leaders, and entrepreneurs from iPark, an incubator based at the American University of Beirut, known as AUB, that has helped launch nearly 100 globally scalable ventures. At the center of the discussion were four advantages Lebanese founders can build on now: diaspora reach, crisis-tested adaptability, deep talent, and the concentrated support of institutions such as iPark. Lebanon's diaspora gives founders global reach. Lebanon may be small, but Lebanese entrepreneurs are not limited by geography. The country's diaspora gives founders access to capital and markets around the world, as well as mentors, operators, and technologists who are passionate about supporting and reaching out to one another. That global network has already become central to Lebanon's emerging technology strategy, said Kamal S. Shahadi, Lebanon's Minister of State for Technology and Artificial Intelligence, and Minister of the Displaced. When Shahadi began building the roadmap for the country's new technology and AI ministry, he first turned not to a large institution or fully developed state apparatus, but to Lebanese technology professionals abroad. The diaspora has been a source of capital, ideas, and volunteers, he said. Rich Ziad is CEO of Aboard, a company that customizes AI software for clients. Put the broader point more simply, we flourish wherever you drop us. In other words, for Lebanese founders, portability is part of the advantage. Instability has trained founders to adapt. No one at the event romanticized instability. But they did make a key point about it. Instability in Lebanon has often forced founders to practice the habits startups require. Lebanese founders, the speaker said, know that plans change, resources can be scarce, and success often means navigating multiple systems, languages, currencies, and constraints at once. Khalid Tili, CEO of Legacy, a digital fertility clinic for men, framed that strength as a refusal to define ourselves as victims. Lebanese people have lived through repeated crises, he said, but the strongest founders do not let difficulty become their identity. The second you define yourself as a victim is the second you lose, he said. Shahadi described the same strength as a kind of relentless thinking ahead. In Lebanon, even ordinary decisions can require several layers of calculation, he noted. Whether the power might go out, whether the elevator is safe, how to cross a chaotic street, and how to think in dollars and Lebanese pounds at the same time. Your mind is working at multiple levels at all times, he said. That's why we're problem solvers. And problem solving, Ziada added, is crucial in entrepreneurship because companies rarely follow their first plan. The founders who last are the ones who adjust before the market forces them to. As he put it, the willingness to adapt your thinking and to navigate change is a Lebanese skill that can become a business advantage. Founders can build from Lebanon's existing strengths. Lebanon's edge is not only a product of hardship, the speakers argued, it also comes from strengths the country already has. Shahadi pointed to healthcare, higher education, technology, and the creative industries as sectors where Lebanese founders can build from existing centers of excellence. Lebanon's healthcare remains one of the best in the world, he said, and Lebanon's universities provide a strong base for innovation in areas such as AI and education. The takeaway for founders was to treat those strengths as raw material. Build on that, Shahadi told them. Use that to your advantage. In a small market, Lebanon's deepest talent pools can help founders decide not only what to build, but also where they have the strongest claim to compete. IPARC helps make the advantage scalable. Lebanon's fourth advantage is institutional. The country's founders may have talent, adaptability, and diaspora reach, but those strengths become more powerful when they are connected to a structure that helps them scale. That is where IPARC enters the story. Not only as the event's co-host, but also as one of the clearest examples of the ecosystem Lebanon is trying to build. Michelle Haddad, CCO at Sanova Life Sciences, a biotech firm focused on regenerative medicine, an entrepreneur in residence for one of IPARC's flagship programs, framed Lebanon's entrepreneurial edge around the mindset, resiliency, hardships, and execution culture of its founders. IPARC's role is to help turn those traits into repeatable venture building. And it does so by following a specific formula, rigorously vetting the founders it will nurture to ensure grit and durability, integrating a funder's perspective from the very start of the process so it is always front of mind for startups, and encouraging founders to work with and support one another. If you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together, IPARC director Maha Zuwayed said, quoting an old adage. Former IPARC founders come back as mentors and as angel investors. They dig in deep, helping the new crop of founders avoid some of the pitfalls they ran into themselves. At IPARC, we focus on collaboration rather than competition. And it works. For entrepreneurs working in a country like Lebanon, that kind of concentrated support can be decisive. It offers founders something startups in more resourced markets might envy, a tightly connected support system invested in helping them succeed. The next test for Lebanon's startup sector is whether those strengths can become less exceptional and more repeatable. IPARC's work points in that direction, toward a system in which Lebanese founders are not only admired for what they overcome, but supported in what they build. Are you a member of the media looking to speak with an AUB expert on this topic or others? Please email media inquiries at aub.edu.